You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, we do not know what they want. They do not know themselves what they really want.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
Brexit means Brexit.
To Wire.
So this week saw significant political changes in Latin America, with former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva being released from prison, while Bolivian President Evo Morales has been ousted from power and he escaped to Mexico where he got asylum. Both Lula and Morales are part of a political phenomenon in the 2000s, which is called the Pink Tide, when a number of Latin American countries elected left-wing governments. Melbourne University's Fabricio Chagas Bastos explained it to me in a bit more detail.
So the Pink Tide, Justin, is the turn to the left in Latin America. This started in the 2000s, the beginning of the 2000s, actually, with the election of a series of presidents of left-wing orientation all across Latin America, most specifically in South America. So it's a Pink Tide, to be clear about the term. Is a pink tide because most of those presidents, when they were elected, they were not as red, as left-wing or socialist or communist-based as they were in the past. For instance, you mentioned Lula. Mm-hmm. Lula da Silva was a union leader for his entire career. And when he was elected, he changed completely the orientation of his discourse. And the running joke at the time, it was Lulinha, peace and love. Mm-hmm. So he toned down to be elected. The same happened in Argentina with Néstor Kirchner and Ollanta Humala in Peru, for instance, was a former guerrilla man, or Mujica in Uruguay, who also was a guerrilla man.
And now the latest situation in Bolivia is a senator by the name of Jeanine Anes has declared herself as acting president. But going back to the start, who is Evo Morales and what caused his downfall? I talked to Aita Gonzalez, a PhD student at the University of Auckland. So can you just tell me a little bit about who Evo Morales is?
Well, Evo Morales is the first indigenous president in the whole history of Bolivia. He came from a poor background, from a working class background. He struggled a lot to survive. He became a union leader at a very young age. He became politicized after the privatization of the mining companies. He was forced to move to other places in Bolivia, and then he became a peasant, a cocalero peasant. And after the huge neoliberal reforms in Bolivia, he mobilized, he became a leader, an organizer. And yeah, that's him before he became president. We have to understand and to read and to think in Bolivia as a heavily, heavily racialized country. Up to 62% of the population are of indigenous descent. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about a country that's never been before ruled by an indigenous president.
Right. So, but what happened during his 14 years in power?
Well, what happened is that poverty went down from 60% to 33%, and extreme poverty from 38% to 15%. What happened is that the GDP multiplied by 4 in 14 years. What happened is that an economic growth went from, I guess it was like from 6% to 40%. He reduced analphabetism. He increased the social budget. He increased the budget also in health, education, and the life expectancy rise from 64 years to 71. Also, the minimum wage was augmented. Yeah, and equality, and above everything, recognition of indigenous rights happen not only on the paper, not only in the laws, but in reality.
Right. So what about this year? So the election for the Bolivian presidency, or the general election, they say the OAS say it has been rigged. So what actually happened?
I'm really glad that you asked me this question because that's the main issue right now. Mm-hmm. First, we have to say some words about how the electoral process goes and works in Bolivia. So in Bolivia, if you get up of like a higher voting rate of 50% mm-hmm. or above, you instantly become president. Mm-hmm. That, or if you obtain 10% more, 10% more than the following candidate. What was happening here is that when they were counting the votes
in the first round,
when they were counting the votes, at some point Evo Morales was below this 10%. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, when the voting counts were around the 83%, the counting votes, the automatized process of counting votes is lowered down. Mm. And then a few minutes later, Evo Morales was winning, was ahead for above the 10% line. So that triggered the suspicion of all the political parties. But what was happening is that the votes that they were counting the rural areas' votes. Mm-hmm. So